And welcome, everybody, to episode 668 of RP Grinders. I'm your host, Frank Branches, alongside my trusty cohorts, Eric the Great, Breakman the Bold. Gentlemen, how are you?
Huh? What? Who say my name?
Yeah,
let me know when the show starts.
Yeah, it's definitely started right now.
Wait, what? It's done what now? It started? Oh, shit. My bad. I'm here.
You are here, man. How are you guys doing, man? I mean, decent week, okay, you know, you made it through. Hopefully you didn't get trampled by a bunch of people at the stores. You avoided the stores.
Trampled. I trample.
Oh, you do the trample. Yes. I got you.
So your son wants to see proof. So did you take photos?
Proof? Right, Preek, did you take photos? He says, what do white women and the police have in common? They both come quicker when a black man is involved.
Jesus, oh my God.
Christ. That's horrible, man. That's horrible, Freak Five. I mean, Freak Five's on a roll with his jokes today, man. All right, so we got a lot, not a lot of news. We got some news for you guys today. We're going to get into a discussion about Black Friday. Today is Black Friday, so we will definitely be talking about all of that stuff and more. I have a review that you guys aren't going to want to miss. So why don't we get straight into the news?
RPG News.
All right, Eric, you are up.
Okay, from RPG site, we've got Hyper Dimension Neptunia Sisters versus Sisters, which is going to come out for PS4 and PS5 on April 21st, 2022, in Japan, with hopefully a release date in the West not far behind. But it is going to focus on the CPU candidates, Netgear, Uni, ROM, and RAM. And it's going to be a brand new game in the series, and it's not going to be yet another spinoff. So,
oh, that's cool.
And I guess that's why he's using the Hyperdimension name.
Yeah. Slagar says, Freak Five says, Slagar, just go on Pornhub and search for interracial. Wow, dark jokes.
But anyways, apparently the story behind this one is that they're going to be fighting the mobile game army. So it's their riff on the mobile game because it takes place in the game world.
Ooh, that's kind of new. I like that. That's really cool. All right, anything else on this, Eric?
Not really.
All right, something to look forward to. All right, Breakman, next story, please.
Coming to us live from RPG Sites. Stupid ad. Get off my screen. Dragon Age creative director Matt Goldman exits BioWare. It's tempting, even as a BioWare diehard, to begin this article by noting that the award-winning studio has been bleeding talent for years. Mm-hmm. High-profile departures like David Gators, Mike Laidlaws, and Mike Daras have never been fun to. I'm sorry if I'm mispronouncing those guys' names. Not to report on. Not to mention the two times former studio GM Casey Hudson took off. Mm-hmm. I hope I didn't pronounce that wrong. But it seems like Dragon Age creative director Matt Goldman's recent exit has happened under exceptional circumstances. It's a quick letter. It's a short letter. It's three paragraphs. I'll read it. Okay. Hi, everyone. I hope you are well. I'm writing to inform you all that Matt Goldman is leaving BioWare. We have mutually agreed to part ways, and his last day is today. We understand that Matt's departure has an impact on you as well as the game's development. Rest assured, our commitment to a high-quality Dragon Age game has not wavered, and we will not ship a game that is not to BioWare's standards. So, buggy. I got it. We included EA's executive team, have absolute confidence in the leadership here at the studio and people working on the game to carry forward our vision. Sorry.
What are you guys' thoughts on this? There's been something going on at BioWare for a while, and that's why this author, I wish they wouldn't just go into conjecture and just go straight into it. Quentin O'Connor, like, come out with an article about that, because it's interesting. Why are people leaving BioWare? I mean,
it sucks.
Well, it doesn't necessarily.
We already know it sucks because they do crunch.
Well, that's true. I mean, they all do crunch.
apparently, like, I'm reading farther in an article, like, Kotaku's reached out to EA, and EA is just not, their lips are sealed, you know, they're not talking shit.
I think this particular one has to do with Dragon Age. At first, it was just going to be a regular entry into the Dragon Age series, and then they changed it to a live service, because, of course, they changed it to a live service. Why wouldn't they?
And he probably is leaving because they're doing this horrible microtransaction live service.
Right,
bullshit.
That's what I'm saying. That he probably left because of his principles. And if he, I wish he would do an interview and state as much. I did it because I am not willing to go with this live service nonsense. You know?
See, the thing is, he probably has a non-disclosure agreement to that effect, where he's not allowed to say shit.
That's probably true. You're probably exactly right, Breakman. I mean, now, that NDA doesn't extend forever, does it? So, I mean, I don't know, does it? I mean, according to Donald Trump, NDAs last for as long as you live, which is nonsense. But, you know, but I don't know, man. Like, more people need to speak out about this shit. You know, I wish real journalists would delve into this nonsense, because BioWare is a big company. You know, same thing with EA. And somebody needs to start asking these tough questions. What's the deal? Why are people leaving BioWare in droves? You know, and get straight answers. And I know you said Kotaku is...
They asked and got no answer.
Yeah, no answer. But I mean, enough pressure has to be put on these people to say something, have a press conference, you know, talk about it. And not give the normal... stupid corporate spiel, you know. Oh,
yeah,
well,
that reminds me, Kotick situation's getting worse.
Yes, it is, and it's just a matter of time before Kotick, I call him Kotex because he's a piece of shit, is out of there too.
Double down, triple down, quadruple down. Like, no, you're not getting rid of me. I'm staying forever.
Right. Like, right.
That's pretty much his motto. Like, I didn't do anything wrong. You can't prove it.
Actually,
you say sticks on me and it bounces off me and sticks on you because
right.
I'm rubber, you're glue, or whatever.
You know, Sterling, Jim Stephanie Sterling did a fantastic video on Bobby Kotick.
It's legally Stephanie Sterling now because of their transition, and Jim Stephanie Sterling is just what they use as their screen name now.
Well, he said it in his last video, or they said it in the last video, yeah. Eric. But it's I'm just the point remains the same, Eric. They did a fantastic video on Bobby Kotick and his evil ways, and you guys need to check it out. It's really good. Whatever you think of Jim Stephanie Sterling, that video does a fantastic rundown of what a piece of crap Kotick is. And he just needs to step down, get his huge golden parachute, because you know they're going to give him a gazillion dollars to exit, and just go away forever. Just enjoy your billions of dollars, because I think he's a billionaire by now, right? And just ride off into the sunset and don't come back. I mean, just stay away, because he's a disgusting human being. He really is. And there's been plenty of proof on how he ignored all of these problems there.
Not only ignored, but the latest evidence says he participated.
And he participated. I was just about ready to say.
Also, he rode in the Child Express.
Yep, with Epstein.
Whatever it was.
The Lolita Express with Epstein.
Ugh.
Yeah. Yeah, there's now that's, I don't know if that's 100% confirmed, Eric. I did see something on that, but I need corroboration for that.
That trial's starting Monday, so maybe we'll get some start getting answers. Who knows?
I'm hoping
if she survives.
That's the whole thing. I mean, let's keep our fingers crossed, Breakman. But I mean, we saw what happened to Jeffrey Epstein. I'm still not convinced somebody didn't fucking kill him because of the amount of money.
Even if nobody was responsible for his murder, the fact is they left him alone when he was a suicide risk.
Right.
So right. even if nobody helped him do it, they are still responsible.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. So let's move on, and we'll talk, hopefully have something better to talk about than that junk hole. All right, this comes to us from RPGsite.net. See, I should have given you this one, Breakman. Utaware Rumono, 20th anniversary title, Monochrome Mobius, launches in
2022. It's
Utaware
Rumono.
I was close enough, Eric. I think I did a fairly good job with that. Utaware Rumono. I took it symbol by symbol, man. I broke it down Japanese style. I know I fucked it up, but whatever.
Yeah, because the pronunciation's all over the place.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I don't have the Japanese tone in my voice, man. I can't break things down that quickly.
Your problem is you're still trying to use English phonetics.
Right. Yeah. Right. That's exactly right. And I can't. I mean, I wish I could, but that's just the way it is. All right, Slay Garcia and a few, man. I'm eager for part two. Part two of the COVID special from South Park. Yeah, post COVID. We're back to.
It's funny that it's called post COVID because we're not in the post COVID yet.
Right, right. We're back to mask mandates here, by the way. So, congratulations, everybody.
Oh yeah, there's also a new variant that was discovered in South Africa.
Yay. Oh yay, great.
Omicron or something like that.
Yeah, it's. I mean, I'm worried about the Lambda.
It sounds like an evil transformer.
Yeah.
It's apparently Greek, so.
Yeah, yeah. All right, let's see. So there's the new game, Redemption. It's translated to, actually the subtitle is Toki no Taika, Redemption of Time. That's cool. I like that. That's a great title. Despite the lack of Utaware Rumono in the title, Monochrome Mobius will still take place in the same universe. The reveal trailer showed that existing series characters like Oshtor, Mikazuki, Mikazuki, and Munechika will make their return. It also has a specific focus on a new character named Shunya. Shuyunya. She's the white-haired girl shown at the left here. She kind of looks like standard anime girl, right? I mean, if we're being fair. So, there you go.
Too many anime girls look exactly alike.
I know.
Just comparing them to other characters in other shows, like too many of them look alike. Not just females, though. Males do.
They're gonna. Yeah, exactly. I mean, the males have a little more variety, but I agree with you on the female characters. It's either the white hair, the black hair, or the redhead. You know, it's like you get varying versions of each.
And the blonde.
Oh, I forgot about the blonde. Yeah, they do like the blonde, so there you go. The publisher will upload the game's reveal trailer and the stream archive on their YouTube channel at a later time. So there you go. There's the story, and we're sticking to it. 20th anniversary title named Monochrome Mobius, coming soon. So,
Freak says it's set 40 years in the future.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
Can't wait for that.
They probably expect COVID to last.
That's cool. All right, let's see. Eric, next story, please.
Next story is, of course, Square Enix over expecting a game's performance to be well. But Neo, the World's Only View underperformed Square Enix's initial expectations. I don't know, maybe if you marketed the game, it would sell better.
Right.
And you're blaming it on people not buying it, because they probably didn't know about it, and you released it at a time when a bunch of other shit was selling.
Right.
And we're still in the middle of a pandemic anyways, and most people don't want to go out and buy things.
There's two schools of thoughts, Eric. One, I don't think Square should ever worry about when any other release comes out, especially with their main games like Final Fantasy. You should definitely assert your dominance when it comes to those things, but these smaller titles like World Ends With You, you're right. There is some truth to that, but they're never happy. They're never happy.
Or they should just, you know, temper their expectations because of the things I just said and the fact that this is a sequel to a game nobody really asked for because I didn't really need one, and you didn't really promote that one either. even with the push of an anime to try to get it out there into the public conscience.
Right.
But it was a game that was never going to be big, so their expectations were already inflated from the beginning.
Right. No doubt. No doubt at all, man.
So, like, they should really expect this game to sell over a certain period of time, not sell a certain amount of X copies within for the first week or several months.
Right. Looks like Sony PlayStations is in chat. Can we get some free PS5s?
Actually bought the PS4 version of this game used because it was cheap.
Yeah,
and I would have bought it at launch if it were not, but for a couple other releases, like Capcom selling The Greatest Attorney Chronicles the same day.
Yeah, yeah. All right.
It's not a what are those things? The ice cream sandwiches. The shit. And it's not a Klondike bar, but there's not a lot I wouldn't do for a PS5. Just
and the thing is, right. I think Greatest Attorney Chronicles actually is doing well.
I would love for you to get a PS5, Breakman. I really would.
And I think Capcom's expectations are far more realistic anyway.
Yeah, I mean, Square Enix is never happy. The only titles that are ever happy with are Dragon Quest and Final Fantasy. If it's not those two titles, they're never happy. I don't think
they're happy of Dragon Quest in the West.
I think they are.
I think they wish it were doing better.
Right.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, it's not, even then, it's not like to their expectations. Like, they've got like unreasonable expectations. That's what I'm trying to say.
Right. They always have those unreasonable expectations.
But they also don't promote Dragon Quest in the West, and they leave the Nintendo releases to Nintendo to publish.
Right. Right. All right, guys. That's
Nintendo
enough.
Nintendo will advertise your game better, and it saves them money. So why not let them do it?
Yeah. Is there anything else on this story, Eric?
Not really, other than the fact that, I don't know if it's still going on, but like it might be based on region, but you can get this game for $15 at Walmart right now.
A brand new?
Yeah.
What? I might pick that up right
during
after the
Black
sale.
Friday sale.
Yeah. Well, cool. That's good. All right.
You have to do it in store, though.
Yeah. Freak5 says, one of my coworkers brought me a plate from her Thanksgiving dinner today. Haitian cuisine isn't something I have had before, and it was really good. See, I always say you got to try people's food, like you know, if they're from a different country, to kind of get to know them a little bit better. You know what I mean? So that's good.
You have to be careful because people have food allergies too.
That's true too. I mean, you got to ask what's in it. Like if you have peanut allergies, you got to say, is there any peanuts in here? And you know, stuff like that. But
or even if it's cooked by any. Like not just peanuts, but like what, tree nuts, I think, and if they're on the same line, even like conveyor belt.
I know what you mean, man. People with allergies.
Frank, before you move on, I want to mention one more thing about this.
Okay, go ahead.
But Square's expectations for games aren't completely unrealistic per game because, like, apparently the collection of Saga and Saga Frontier Remastered. Met their expectations. So I don't know why their expectations for this title in particular were so high when something like Saga you wouldn't expect to do well. In fact, probably worse than
this. What were
their
expectations?
Right. What were the expectations is what I want to know. I mean,
in an article, I'd have to pull it up.
We found out, what was it that they were upset about, Breakman? Do you remember that story we had? It probably was about a year ago. About Square Enix being upset at a title. Maybe it was like Tomb Raider or something, and they were like,
that wasn't a year ago. That was like several.
That was a while ago.
No. I'm just saying
the
there
Tomb
was,
Raider one.
Well, you,
okay. Yeah, there was a game last year. There's always something that underperforms to them,
right?
Because of their expectations.
Right, right. That's what I'm saying. There was one title in particular. Let's see. They weren't happy with Nier. They weren't happy with Outsiders. They weren't happy with Life is Strange: True Colors.
Outsiders is their own fault, though.
Yeah, Outriders
too early.
Yeah, yeah. So I mean, they're just never happy. Like they never can have enough money. But yet they can always give their executives raises.
The problem with Nier, though, is that, Nier Automata did so well that probably inflated their expectations.
Absolutely. I mean, it's the same in the movie industry. You have a really hot movie, right? An original IP, and then the studio's like, wow, we got to get a sequel out next year, you know? And people are still buzzing about that movie a year later. Like, why do you have to come out with a sequel, like, the following year or two? Like, it doesn't make any sense to me. You know, it's like you're already expecting, you know, big things from something that might not give you the same return. You know, it's just stupid. Some movies are different, you know. I mean, if you look at a lot of the Friday the 13th movies, like, the sequels did better for the most part.
And that's exactly why.
Right.
Studios want to rush them out to sequels because sometimes sequels do better.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, sometimes. So, I mean, I think it's more times than not they don't. But you know, they gotta. I mean, every penny that they can get, you know, they gotta give rush something.
The only thing that this release doesn't take account is the Epic Game Store version of the game, because the results period ended before they made their assessment that it was below expectations, but they didn't take into account how the Epic Game Store sales were doing.
Mm-hmm. Well, that'll be interesting to find that out later. But all right, Breakman, you get the honor of the last story.
Coming to us live from RPG Site, Achilles Legends Untold is an isometric action RPG set to release for Steam Early Access in early 2022. Formerly revealed earlier this year, Achilles and Legends Untold statedly draws inspiration from Souls-like and hack-and-slash games. The game touts skill-based combat, procedure-generated dungeons, co-op functionality, resource management and crafting, and an innovative Gaia AI system in which foes will coordinate against the player in combat. Developer plans for early access period to last 1 year. So yeah. The game won't be releasing fully until 2023.
Wow, 2023. I mean, it looks cool from the trailer. Coordinated attacks, that's something new that we really haven't seen. I'm watching video of it now, and the way that it's looking, like, there could be one enemy that's, like, distracting you with a bow and arrow from, like, jumping bow and arrow, like, Hawkeye style, and another guy rushing in on you. So that's actually really, really cool. I think they might have something with this game. I hate the fact that they compared themselves to Dark Souls, because it looks more Diablo to me than anything, but it's probably a more punishing Diablo. Is a better way of putting this, but I do like that coordinated attack thing. That puts a whole it puts a whole new spin on this game and the innovation that it did. It did look cool, like they did a slow mo kind of like package where like one enemy jumped up Hawkeye style and was shooting at you while the other one was rushing in, and you kind of have to decide, what are you going to do? Are you going to jump and attack the guy with the bow and arrow in order to get him out of the way, but risk getting the shit kicked out of you by the guy on the ground, or are you going to go rush in and take care of that guy it's cool. It's good stuff. Let's see. Freak5 says, I watched Freaky last night. It was a great movie. I just had one minor problem with it. An ancient Aztec dagger that had Spanish writing on it. The Aztecs didn't speak Spanish. That's right. Well, I mean...
Well, maybe if it were in the early days and they were teaching them Spanish, I could see them inscribing Spanish onto it.
I mean, I understand. That actually is correct, Freak5. The Aztecs absolutely did not speak Spanish. They spoke Aztec.
But then it wouldn't be an ancient Aztec dagger. It'd just be an old Aztec dagger.
Yeah. Well, I mean... Yeah, I mean, I guess the general public wouldn't really. I mean, that's very, very astute, Freak5. I mean, I do like that movie, by the way. Okay, that's the news for this week. Do we have any homie discounts, Eric?
The thing is, one of those things where, like, the viewing audience might be Spanish, so he might need to put stuff in there that they could recognize.
Well, maybe, and a lot of Americans would probably recognize Spanish if they saw it too. You know, not that they would know what it said, but they would recognize that it's Spanish. So maybe that's the reason. I don't know. That's a very astute observation, Freak. But Breakman, you were going to say.
I wasn't saying anything.
Oh, I thought you were going to say something. Homie discounts, Eric.
Either that or the prop was bought at the store and had words on it, and they couldn't remove it in processing.
Yeah. All right, what you got?
They forgot to remove it in post-processing. But the next... I've got an Arrowgate bundle deal. Actually, it's a 2-for-1 if you decide to pay more. But let me list off the games in this one. It's the Anime Games Bundle. It's on groupies.com. You can get for $6.99, you can get Kira Kira Stahl's Idol Project, Reika, Night Slave, The Dark Valkyrie of Depravity, Dark Sphere, Magical Girl, Fal, Escape from the School, and Ren the Summoner in the Rock Dungeon. And if you pay $12.99, you can get the complete Arrowgate Bundle 10, which it's has since been delisted, but I guess they had extra codes for the bundle laying around, so they're just giving it to you as an incentive to pay more. But this includes Fantasy Tavern Sextet Volume 1, No World Days, The Secret Between You and Me, Adventure Princess Michelle, Night Crawling is Bad, Suddenly Transformed into a Girl, Suddenly Feminized, School Survival, Chronicle of Bitch Girl.
That's actually not a bad bundle if you're into that. Did you say you were going to purchase this, Eric?
I already did.
Oh, you already did. Okay. Well, that's cool. Are any of them worth... well, you'll let us know when you play them. That's cool.
They probably weren't worth the individual sale price. That's all I have to say, probably.
Right. But as a bundle for $13, not a bad deal, right? Right, Eric? I mean, you're paying $13, you get, 2, 4, 6, like, 12 games? That's $1 a game? That's not, it's not too bad, man. Not too bad at all.
A lot of these look like RPG Maker
stuff. Yeah. Well, cool. I'll look forward to you talking about these in a future episode.
Whenever I do get around to them.
Yeah, whenever you get around to them, for sure. Any other discounts that you got, Eric? I mean, it's Black Friday, so there are sales going.
There's Arrowgate game sale on J-List, because they have one every year around this time. And they'll have another one during Christmas, too.
Yeah, what sucks is these games aren't compatible with the Mac. I'd be interested. I would have picked that up, Eric, but, you know, I have a Mac, so that discounts. I mean, these games...
It's weird. It feels like an untapped market for the Japanese Arrowgate industry.
Right.
To not do Mac releases.
Right. Well,
or at least make them Mac compatible.
Right. There's a reason. I mean, Mac is... Like, Apple is very, very fickle when it comes to specs, and it's not nearly as powerful as the PCs that are out there, but there's a reason for
Arrowgate,
that.
Yeah, but they're Arrowgate, so...
Yeah, it shouldn't
they
be...
They don't require much.
Right, that's what I'm saying. It shouldn't be... Shouldn't be that taxing. You would think that they would come out with versions for that. Everywhere, they're having sales on Xbox, like Game Pass stuff. PS Plus is $40 almost everywhere. What else did I see? Phoenix Rising's $15. Resident Evil Village, which I picked up, is $20.
But Frank, what you could do is you could buy the Steam Deck in the future when it's cheaper. Then you could play it in that way.
Yeah, there you go. Oh, wow, I could do that. Yeah. What you call it? CD Keys has a 12-month membership to PlayStation Plus for $37. So if you want to save a couple of bucks there, then there's, you know, there you go. And I have used CD Keys before. They're very reliable. I mean,
the Steam Deck plays Steam games, but you'll be able to install Windows on it, and then you can put those.
Yeah. Well, I could install Windows on my Mac, but it just won't play some of the higher end games and stuff like that. It just won't do it. But I don't like Windows at all. I really don't. So I don't mess with it. But you're right. I could probably do that later. Or I could put it on Bernie's laptop, which I'm sure she would appreciate. So there's just deals galore out there, guys. I think...
I don't know. Maybe, is she into kinky games, stuff like that?
She wouldn't mind it. I mean, at all. So I might pick it up. I don't know. We'll see. I just don't know if that laptop can handle it. It's not the greatest laptop. I got that, I think, a year ago on Black Friday sale for like, I don't know, $150 or something. But anyways, there's plenty of stuff to talk about. We'll talk more Black Friday.
Got some Nintendo sales.
Oh, what do you got, Breakman?
Okay, well, Nintendo Online is having a few sales. I'm just going to I'll just highlight some of the better sales. Persona 5 Strikers, 50% off. Let's see here.
For what,
30? Marvel Ultimate Alliance, 30% off. Dragon Quest 11, 30% off. The new Castlevania Advance Collection, 25% off. So that's the first time I've seen that on sale.
Ooh, that's a good sale.
Doom Eternal, 60% off. 60% off for The Messenger. I don't know what that is. 50% off for Travis Strikes Again.
Okay.
No More Heroes.
Yeah.
Shovel Knight, 45% off. Sushi Striker, The Way of Sushido, 50% off. I have no idea what that is. Mortals Phoenix Rising, 66% off. Plants vs. Zombies, 70% off. Sid Meier's Civilization 6, also 70% off.
Yeah, Nintendo still has a tax on Immortals Phoenix Rising. It's $20 on Switch, but it's a good game. I'm playing it now, so, you know.
I don't like a game like that there, though.
Yeah. Right, exactly. I don't think I'd like that game on, although on the TV, but if you're going to, yeah, you're right. Like, it would not be great on your TV. But Freak 5 says, Kinky Games will give Bernie some inspiration for her OnlyFans. How dare you, Freak 5? How dare you?
You actually got it reversed, Freak. They got their inspiration from her.
Right, exactly. Well, how dare you, Breakman? Son of a bitch.
You were all into it.
I know, and I was like, wait a minute. That's not good. any other discounts you guys want? I mean, they're just too many to list. It's Black Friday. We'll talk more a little bit later. So, let's see. Oh, there. What you call it was $30. Let me look here. I got.
No one dared match Walmart's like limited time only Returnal sale. So like,
How much was it? $30.
Yeah, and you can get it online, just the PS, the digital version, for like 40. Oh, but that's it.
Yeah.
I hate that bullshit.
Like, I do too, man.
You have to be here by noon to get this deal, or by 9 or something. Like, forcing people to rush in is.
I wanted to get the Alan Wake remaster for like $20 on Best Buy, but they're sold out.
Yeah. Yeah, I looked at that. I almost picked that up, but I got.
And then there's Little Nightmares 2 for $20.
I picked up Miles Morales for Bernie's son for 30, so I thought that was pretty decent, half off basically. So, I don't know. There were some other games. I picked up Red Dead 2 for my son, and some other shit. You know, I'll look at that later. I'll let you guys know exactly. A Breakman. Should I hit your music?
No, don't even ask. Just move on.
Just move. You're so depressed, man. I feel like creating a pseudo account and just to send in Dear Breakman questions. All right, let's move on. Inquiring minds want to know what you've been playing, Breakman.
I played a few things this week. Halo Infinite, obviously the multiplayer beta. Just it's really the same stuff. They've done some tweaks to it as far as matchmaking and the progression. They need to do more for the progression system, because as it stands, there's only a few things you can do to raise your experience, and they only give you like a 50 point experience for winning, for playing the game, no matter if you win, lose, get whatever score. Doesn't seem quite right, you know. Just it's when I have like a 20 kill game and like 10 deaths and 8 assists and stuff like that. I think I should get more than 50 when I have a game like 5 kills and 10 deaths, you know.
I'm sure that's going to change with the final product. I'm certain that's going to change.
They've, like I said, they've been tweaking it, and now I think they're going to keep tweaking it and change it. And but yeah, it's still fun. Still having a lot of fun with it, and they've said there's still a lot to come, and there are definitely hints in the menu screens, things like being able to mod vehicles. which yeah. I think would be really freaking cool.
That would be cool. That would be cool.
And let me see, I played some more of Breath of the Wild, one of the greatest games ever made.
Yes, I agree, Breakman. I still got to delve into that game, but what little I played, it's fucking fantastic. It's a great game, for sure.
Yeah, so I've been going around trying to get my hearts up since I got my stamina up, and I've got about 8 hearts now, but I got a bunch of the tokens to trade in to get more. Yeah. And I've been running around the cold weather areas a lot, trying to get all those, and
trying to find yourself another dragon to piss off.
Every time a spell wears off, he's just sitting there shaking, like, oh, I gotta do something. Like,
eat more hot food.
I've ran out of it. I've used so much of it. Like, just going around and
you have to like make it last at least like 30 minutes.
Well, and then I found like I found the hardest enemy I've seen in the game yet. I've done like the when you go into like the shrines, and they say this is a hard strength test. Like, no, that doesn't even compare to this jackass centaur I had to fight.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
The Lynels are just...
Hey, thanks, Topher. Really appreciate it, Topher Life.
Yeah. Let me see. There's one item that brings me back to life for defeating the elephant thing, and then I had a bunch of fairies. I went through all of them fighting that motherfucker.
Wow.
Jesus Christ. Like, they all brought me right back to life, and then he almost kills me with one hit every time. I'm like, shit.
Yeah. There's certain enemies like that in certain games that you're just like, God damn it, why are you so damn...
Well, the elephant, that Ganonblade boss is particularly tough compared to the other two, in my opinion.
No, not that boss is okay compared to the Lynel. Like, the Lynel's just ridiculous.
Yeah, they require high level equipment for you to withstand mostly.
Yeah,
and you also have to get really good at parrying them, and or shooting them in the eyes and letting you get some few extra hits in.
Yeah, I was using the
the best way to do that is to create an updraft and then use the arrow time to like shoot them in the head properly.
Yeah, I like freezing them and getting in close and hitting them with power weapons. That seemed to work a lot. Like, well, he didn't like it.
Also, spin to win.
yeah, that's pretty fun. I did that to those giant rock monsters. Just get on top of them and spin around with a claymore or something, and they're toast really quick. Anyway, then I played something else completely unique to me I'd never played before. I played Oculus Rift yesterday.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that was really fucking cool. I'd only played a couple games, but it was really fucking cool.
What did you play?
It was really like being in the game. So, I was playing some Art Wizards or something like that, some like RPG-ish type thing. I had to look completely ridiculous trying to throw fireballs and shoot arrows and stuff, but
So like one of your family members?
Yeah. It was a lot of fun though. I would like to have one myself, but
they're expensive. Yeah.
No, it's not that. It's more that I've got animals here. Oh. And at one point, like, my sister has animals, too. There was a cat, like, rubbing up on me and stuff. And I, like, at no point did I feel the cat come in, you know. I suddenly felt it rubbing on me.
Time to get a baby door.
Yeah, like, that's what I'd need, is something, like, have it around me, like, so I'm protected. So nobody comes up and I just, like, accidentally kick them or hit them or something like that. So, yeah.
Yeah. Okay,
so that's all I've been playing.
Yeah, cool. Right on, man. I mean, that's what was the other game that you played on the Oculus, if you don't mind me asking?
I don't remember.
They didn't have Skyrim. Skyrim would have been.
Didn't play any kind of porn on there?
No, there's no porn games. It was a music game of some sort. He was playing. I should have tried Beat Saber. I didn't try that. He said that was his favorite, and I didn't try it.
I wonder if he could play Tetris Effect in VR.
Ooh, that would be cool. But what would you do? Use your hands to turn
the blocks?
Yeah. Ooh, that's actually sounds kind of cool, man. Yeah. All right. Anything else, Break, that you've been playing?
No.
All right. I've just been playing a little bit more Phoenix Rising. I'm just dinking around with that game. Like I see these things and I go and I see the shiny and I'm like, ooh, I need to go. It's sort of like Breath of the Wild. You know, you see something, you just go do it. You know, you just you want to go do that and not the main mission. You know, so that's kind of
well. At one point that happened to me earlier today. I saw a shrine and I was going for it, and then over a mountain I see kind of smoke coming out, and I'm like, smoke in a Frost Mountain? Well, that's interesting. That must be a building or something. So, you know, I turned around from what I was doing and went to investigate that.
Right.
Ah, shit, I should have gone to the shrine. No, well.
Yeah, that's, I mean, that's a lot. I mean, I love games like that, though. You know, I'm not so much an open world guy, but if there's a game that just has a really cool art style and allows you to go, like, you know, wherever you can see and, you know, hang out there and do different stuff. I mean, those are good games, man. That's a mark of a good time. That's like true adventure. You know what I mean? Like, you're like, ooh, I could go over here and do that. And okay, no, I can't because I got my ass kicked. And, you know, head back and until you get a little bit better at the game or whatever, you know, level.
So I like using the shield as a sled.
Yeah. Brake is watching porn in the Oculus, and his family watches in horror as he starts jerking off. That shit's funny, man. funny. Okay, yeah. So that's all I've been playing. Let's move on to
RP Grinders reviews.
All right, Brake. Did you have any reviews this week? Did you see your?
No, I don't have any reviews.
Yeah.
Oh, Paperboy, you think would be a good game in VR?
That'd be horrible in VR.
I was thinking like Doom or Wolfenstein or something like that.
Ooh, Wolfenstein would be great.
And you could just as inaccurately throw the newspaper as the Paperboy does.
Exactly.
Well, the way I was throwing fireballs yesterday, like, it would have been bad, and, like, there'd be papers up on the roof, and there'd be, like, a paper out in the street and stuff like that, and then I would have hit the neighbor's dog, you know, been crazy.
Yeah.
Wouldn't bad.
Yeah.
Pushing the neighbor's dog killed me, you know, that's because it's Paperboy. Everything tries to kill you. Yeah. Like, worst paper route ever. Everything is literally trying to kill you.
Yeah, exactly. Let's see. Bernie just tried to fucking call me, but she knows I'm doing the show.
What if he's not selling the paper, but he's selling, like, please help me?
Like, please.
I've been cursing everybody's trying to kill me.
Or maybe they're trying to kill him.
Exorcist.
Maybe they're trying to kill him because he's throwing papers, and inside each paper is like a pile of dog shit or something. They open up the paper like, oh, you fucking son of a, I'm going to get you.
He's secretly trolling everybody with poop paper, like a big piece of turd right in the middle, so when you open it, just plops on down. Oh, that'd be horrible.
Oh, it's runny too. Oh, man.
God. Oh, I'm man.
Burn these clothes.
All right.
We're reimagining this Paperboy as you're like you're throwing like stashes of weed inside the newspaper.
Yeah.
I don't think they'd run after you at that point. They'd
be running after you because they live within neighborhoods that have basically banned drugs. So, okay. And everybody's become a vigilante.
Yeah.
Great. That's the future we're heading to at this point.
Right. All right. So, Brake has no reviews. Eric, do you have a review?
No. Got none.
Okay.
I wanted to watch Doom, but then I found out that it left on the 21st, so...
Oh God! Don't bother.
I'm gonna figure out a way to watch that.
You mean Doom with the Rock?
No, Doom.
Dune.
Oh, Dune.
Dune Part One.
Oh, gotcha. All right. It left HBO Max already. Jeez.
Or that other that Doom quick. Movie was it like Doom Annihilation or something?
Oh yeah. God, that was horrible.
It left on the 21st because it's been exactly a month since it launched.
Oh,
it'll be back in a few months.
Oh yeah.
But back on DVD and so. Like, starting December 3rd, you can rent it for $20, which doesn't make sense to me, because I'm paying way too much for the movie at that point for a rental. I might as well just buy it at that point.
Yeah.
And they're just ripping off people who are single. Like, it makes right. sense for families, because, like, one ticket per person.
Right. I know, but that, I mean, there's
so
no...
So you'll have to wait until January until the price actually goes down. Because that's when the disc release happens.
Yeah. Oh god, a new version of Paperboy that has people in MAGA hats with guns trying to kill the Paperboy. Oh boy. How about just trying to kill the Paperboy in general? That would suck. Okay, I have a review, guys. This is... Oh boy. The name of the movie that I watched that I'm reviewing, and I have to do this review because it was so bad it's good, is called 12 Disasters. And I'm not talking about Freak Five's Teeth. It was a movie about... It was almost a biblical movie of like the different disasters, you know, that happen, like the tornadoes and, you know, like hail. But in this case, it was giant ice spikes. And these ice spikes ended up killing the grandmother of this movie and the slash mother of this main character. And the main character, I've seen him in other thing, but he has no range whatsoever. I have no idea why he's an actor in general.
He's like Eric Bana.
Yes, sort of. But even worse, because I mean, actually, that's an apt description because he sort of does look like Eric Bana. But anyways. After his mom gets killed, he goes to the police station for who knows what, and the officer's like, or the sheriff is like, "Man, I'm really sorry about your mom." And you would expect him to be like grieving at this point, right? So, how dare you, Freak Five? You're exiled, you son of a bitch. Matter of fact,
he said you're exiled.
Well, that doesn't count, does it?
I'm just saying, that's what he said.
How dare you, Brakeman? Trying to stir the pot. So anyways, he gets to this and the officer's like, you know, being all sympathetic and, you know, "Oh, I'm sorry about your mom, man," you know, and he looks at him, he's like, "Yeah." I mean, no emotion whatsoever. He's like, you know, just shrugs it off, and then they just continue with the rest of the movie.
Some people deal with stuff like that, like seemingly no emotion, but they're hurting on the inside. But like, if you're watching a movie, you kind of want some kind of emotional range.
Right. There's no emotional range with this guy whatsoever. So basically, come to find... Okay, the grandmother, right before she dies, she gives this ring to the granddaughter. And supposedly, this has been passed from generation to generation. And it has some sort of magical powers because she puts it on. And she gets this, like, weird burn tattoo combination thing. It's like a sigil or something on her arm, and from that point forward, she can sense.
So this is an anime now.
Oh yeah, but it's like a really terrible anime, like the worst that you've ever seen. And then, so she's like able to sense when these disasters are coming, but they have a compass that's leading them to the other rings. Supposedly, there's like 5 rings that can stop the apocalypse, right? Because that's what's coming. That's what these disasters are. And the disasters ranged from said ice spikes to tornadoes to like this nauseous red gas. I mean, it was just all over the place in its scope. But and the special effects in this were anything but special. Let's just put it that way. One guy got burned up by like a volcano ashen thing, and he just... I mean, it was like something straight from like Asylum Entertainment. I don't know if you guys have seen those terrible movies, but it was just really, really bad. So I'm going to do 2 different scores here. I'm going to give it a 10 out of 10 because it was so bad it's good, but it was so terrible I'm going to give it a 0. So let's combine those scores and give it a 5.
It gets a negative 0?
A negative 0, yes. So let's give it a 5 out of 10 overall. I highly recommend watching 12 Disasters just so you can laugh your ass off. It's so bad at points that it's just bad. But there are some points, like I was saying, like when his mom gets killed and he's like, "Oh, okay," and he just moves on, that it's so good because it's so funny. So yeah,
it's basically the Room of 2021.
Yeah, pretty much. It's really bad. I mean, it's super bad, guys. I mean, like, I just watch it. I mean, you'll know. It's free on Vudu, you know, so you'll have to deal with some ads. But it's worth watching for free. So, Was it a cock?
Hey, dude,
reed?
Your mom's dead. Oh, that's cool. Can I get a water?
Yeah, pretty much. That's how this guy handles it. When you see it, Breakman, you're gonna laugh because I turned to Bernie and I'm like, did he just like get over his mom like in 5 seconds? like because literally his mom dies in a previous scene, and then you see him at a police station, and he's like, sorry about your mom. They address it, right? So you think it's an important moment, and he's like, yeah, thanks.
If
and then
only
he, that's it.
Backstory that let us believe that he didn't really care about his mom.
No,
I never liked her pancakes anyway.
Her pancakes were terrible, man. How dare you, Freak Five? How dare you, son of a bitch? How dare you? How dare you, sir? All right, and then you laughing, Breakman. Don't add to Freak Five's delusions here.
You're hearing things.
Yeah, how dare you? How dare you? All right, let's move on to everybody's favorite segment.
Ah, what is it?
Stinko of the Week.
Breakman, your Stinko of the Week.
I've got a few. The first one we'll go to, last Friday we got the verdict in the Rittenhouse case, and we talked a lot about that. Since then, the Republican Party has fawned all over itself to try and make him the biggest hero in the world, and they want to all give him jobs and worship him, and it's quite frankly disgusting.
You guys know my thoughts on Rittenhouse. Like, I personally don't think he was guilty of murder, but he's definitely guilty of, like, discharging firearm and all that other shit that we discussed last week. But the main point that I made last week, and I'll make it another point here, the guy is not a hero at all.
No.
At all.
No.
At all at all.
And that's what they're trying to do. They're trying to turn him in, like, to this biggest hero. And they've done everything they can to dismiss, like, oh, they called him a white supremacist in the newspaper. Like, that's a bunch of bullshit. Well, then why is he posing with white supremacists flashing white supremacist signs if he's not a white supremacist? What are you talking about? Like, I just the media in general, not even just the right wing too. It's just it's sick.
Yeah, it's the media in general. You can't blame just the right wing, man. Like, it's all of them. They're all fucked up. All right, what else you got, Breakman?
My other one goes to, as I've said many times, the violence is just getting out of hand, and not just gun violence, but it seems that running people over has now become the norm. We had a guy in, what was it, Waukesha now, ran over several people, just took his car in and just plowed through people. Since that guy in the, that Trump called really nice people. Since that guy, running people over has been going up and up, like going into crowds of your cars, like how you treat people,
right? Just right. We'll talk a little more about the way that people treat people later on in Free for All, Breakman. But I agree with you 100%. I mean, it's just there's an uptick in that kind of violence and mayhem and murder because that's exactly what that was. Yeah. You know, so
it's no reason. There's no fucking reason for most of what's going on.
Yeah, I
saw a video today where a guy was he showed up at his ex wife's house and he wanted his kid and he ends up dead.
Right.
Because, instead of the guy trying to de-escalate the situation, the boyfriend or husband or whatever he was,
yeah.
Or call the police or something. Instead, he gets his assault rifle out and kills the guy.
Yeah. Breakman, you got to check out my other channel, man, on YouTube. Speaking of freakouts, I went to a library, and a library employee went fucking nuts, man. They absolutely went nuts. I'll send you a link into this chat.
Okay.
It's just fucking insane, dude.
I'll look at it after the show.
Yeah. And let me know what you think, because it was kind of scary, actually.
Yeah, people are horrible to each other, like exiling people, says Freak.
Yeah. People, how dare you? How dare you, Freak Five? Exiled, you son of a bitch. His stinko, his mother-in-law showed up yesterday, asked his wife for money for food for her cats. My wife told her that she gave her $40 last week for cat food and litter for her cats. My mother-in-law said she was leaving. My wife asked, aren't you going to eat with us? Her mom said, I just came over to ask you for money. Oh, boy.
Damn.
Yeah.
At least she's honest about being a whore. she's doing it only for the money. I mean, like you can say whore in a non-sexual way, right? Like, she's doing it for the money.
Maybe if we get a chance later on, I'll just show you guys the video in general. It's a striking video. It was crazy. I'll put the link in chat, Freak 5, so you can see. This is only one part of it, but let's see if I can find it. Where the fuck is it? Let's go here. Okay, anyways, enough about that. What else you got, Break?
One last stinko goes to the Dollar Tree, which has decided they are going to raise their prices to $1.25.
Oh, wow. $1.25? That's a 25...
That's a 25% increase in their prices, which I know to everybody, like, oh, it's just a quarter. But most of the people shopping there, from what I've seen, there's a lot of, like, senior citizens, like, people who are on fixed incomes. People like my mother, you know, fixed income. Like, there's just, what are you supposed to do? Like, you try and nickel and dime them while at the same time you give the CEO a raise.
Yeah,
and then you blame raising prices on what were they saying, like shipping problems and stuff like that. Well, how about instead of raising your prices, how about stop paying the guy at the top more money?
Right. That goes along the lines of the Bobby Kotick talk that we had earlier. That guy keeps getting raise after raise, and the worse he is, the more money he gets, and it's not right, Breakman. I agree with you 100%. Like, it's just not right to keep charging people more and more money that they can't afford. And then make the customer pay even more for your CEO that's making millions upon millions of dollars. Yeah. We've talked about it.
Always blame something else. There's always some other excuse, like shipping issues or the product costs more to make or some other bullshit.
Yeah, they never mention our CEO just got a $5 million raise, so we got to make up that money. You know, I mean, that's capitalism for you. You know, you businesses are required to make more money. You know, that's just how it is year after year. They can never be satisfied with the amount of money that they're making, you know, in any given year. So that's why you get inflation. That's why you know, there's all kinds of different things, that go along with that. We might get a little into that later on, Breakman. Do you have any more?
Freak says that is one-fifth of what you could buy before. If that is where you buy your groceries, that's one day out of five that you can't eat.
That's exactly right, Freak 5. That's exactly right. That's what people don't understand. Like you said, Breakman, a quarter seems like not a big deal, right? I mean, all of us can afford a quarter extra, right? But for people that are relying on that, Freak 5 put it on very, very succinctly there. That's one day out of the week that you can't eat, or you have to cut out even more shit that you... I think if you're... And there are people like that, Breakman. I've seen several... I've been in that store several times, the dollar store. And
yeah, I've gone there. I go there regularly because there are stuff that you can get there that's a better value than really anywhere else.
Yeah, and not only that, like some people do their shopping there. Their grocery shopping.
Yes.
And you know who those people are, and you know, my heart goes out to them because that's like, you're right. That's taken. What about somebody on a fixed income like my parents that are, you know, on a very fixed income, and they go there and that's how they get their groceries. You're taking money or food away from them. They're not going to get a raise on their fixed income. That's why it's a fixed income.
Yep.
You know?
They're going to have to make tough decisions.
Right. Do I get my medicine this week or do I eat? Yep. You know, it's just awful.
Because Big Pharma is making sure that we do everything we can to raise the prices on drugs as opposed to...
Right, to lowering them. Yeah, right. And I've always said this. This is why I was a big Bernie fan. Because of the healthcare. You know, I mean, we're the only industrialized nation in the world that doesn't have free health care for its citizens. And I know it's not technically free. It comes out of taxes, but it's definitely cheaper than the system we're running now. I mean, is anybody happy with the amount of money that they pay for their insurance premiums every month out of their check? I mean, I think why the big complaint is you don't really see it, right? Because it doesn't come out. It just before taxes and everything, it just kind of, you know, here you go.
That's one of the many problems with insurance as it stands. Like, why is it tied to employment in the fucking first place?
Right. That means employees have to be tied to their fucking employer, which is absolute nonsense, you know?
You don't want to lose your insurance.
Yeah, because you don't want to lose your insurance. Like, that's just... And then, also, it's not really great for the employers because they got to pay a premium for people's health insurance, too. So nobody's really happy with the health care here. You know? Not businesses, not employees. Nobody's happy with it. I mean, if I was a business, especially big business, I'd be like, government, take it. Take health care away from our stuff, you know? And we'll happily pay taxes. Hopefully that's their tact, you know? I don't know. It's just, it's fucked up, man. Any other stinkos, man?
No, this is like Thanksgiving weekend. We're supposed to be happy and stuff. It's just...
I know.
Yeah, let's get on with the stinkos. We need to move on.
Yeah. Well, Eric, your stinko of the week.
I don't have any.
I do, and mine ties into what we will be talking about later. It's Black Friday idiots, okay? I'm talking about the idiots that are in a hurry to get to a certain section of a store and cause all kinds of commotion and all kinds of nonsense to get, you know, the item of their choice, whatever that may be. I went into Target today, but I didn't go in the morning because I knew the morning was just going to be absolute chaos, and I don't even go anywhere near that.
And it's not even nearly as bad as it used to be.
Like, right.
It's still insane, but it's only a fraction of as bad as it used to be.
Yeah, because of the online stuff. Online has alleviated a lot of those concerns, which I like. You know, I like that.
Me too.
No, it just, when I went in there, it was about noon, so it was almost after, you know, all the major stuff was gone, and I wanted to go get Resident Evil Village, because it was about the only place that I could find it. They had, like, a few copies left at, the Target kind of near my house, so I was like, just head down there. I mean, shouldn't be that bad now that all the idiots are out of the way. Boy, was I wrong. I mean, I went back to the electronics section, and it was fucking chaos. There were people everywhere, you know, dashing in and out, being rude, cutting right in front of people. It was just crazy. And all I did was calmly, very calmly, walk up to the section with the PS5 games, and I saw Resident Evil Village there, and I asked the guy that was working that section, hey, it's not rocket science. Just be calm, cool, and collective. You know, and nobody can do it.
They're like buying TVs and shit.
Oh, they were buying everything, man. I mean, there were people in every section. I mean,
you didn't have to fight anybody for that game.
No, I mean, I got the last copy, thankfully. But and the only reason
people are usually in a hurry to get like the cheapest items too.
Right.
So.
Right.
Like,
right.
Those are not in one section. They're all over the store, so people are like all over the fucking place.
Right, and I hate the ones that are just buying just to resell. You know, and you could tell those people.
Oh, God, yeah, I hate those anyway.
Yeah, yeah. If Black Friday was as bad as it used to be, there would probably be murders today committed by people who would claim self-defense, feeling empowered by the Rittenhouse verdict. I truly believe that, too, Freak 5. I believe it.
There's a horror movie called Black Friday.
Yeah, it's coming out on Apple TV. I have Apple TV right now. I should probably cancel.
South Park did a great trilogy of Black Friday. I love that trilogy.
Yeah.
It was a kind of a spoof of Game of Thrones, which I've never seen, but I still love the trilogy.
Oh, God, you got to watch Game of Thrones, man. At least the first few seasons of it. The last season was kind of disappointing, but, God, that series is pretty good in general, man. I highly recommend it to Break, man, if you ever get a chance. It's good stuff. You have HBO Max, don't you?
Yeah. I'll get around to it one day.
Yeah, get around to it, man.
There's so many other things I need to watch still, just kind of don't feel like it usually. I don't feel like sitting down watching anything.
Yeah, but definitely. Yeah, I agree. Dude, did the Bearcats win today? Please tell me they did.
We'll get the Sweetos here shortly.
Speaking of Sweetos.
Dude, what does my tattoo say?
Sweet! Sweeto of the week.
All right, Breakman, you're Sweeto of the week.
Well, since you already mentioned it, yes, the Bearcats did, in fact, win today, and now they are 12-0. Next is, I believe, Houston.
Yep.
And that will be it. Then after that, would be bowl game, and then we find out if they're going to make it to the playoffs.
Hey, how much did they win by today?
35-13, I think.
Oh, that's a convincing win, man. They're in. They're in. All they got to do is take care of Houston, man, and they are in. I'm rooting for them, man. I hope they get there, and I hope they don't have to play Georgia. I hope they play any of the other teams and win. And then play Alabama and beat them and become national champs. That would be awesome, man. I think Georgia's actually going to win this year, but anybody but Alabama, man. Please, anybody, anybody but Alabama. I can't take it anymore. I mean,
I don't really have like a team that I don't really care about in college football because I'm not like that really into college football. But I've always been a Bearcats fan, and just watching them play the best they've ever played has been great.
I know, man. I want them to just win out. Win out and win that thing, man. That's all they got to do.
Yep.
Okay, that's awesome, man. Any other sweetos?
Speaking of the Cincinnati sports, the Bearcats basketball team, they just lost in the last minute of a very close game because they were getting out-rebounded by a guy who was, well, over 7 feet tall for one. Like, that's really hard to deal with. But they were also the ranked, I think, 13th in the country after just beating the ranked 14th in the country to be able to play them. So the Bearcats basketball and football teams have been playing really well.
That's good, man. I like that. Yeah. I mean, I've always been, I don't know why, man, but Cincinnati teams I've always been a fan of. It's just one of those weird quirks. I've always lived in Denver, and obviously all my home teams I like better than anybody, including right. My shitty Broncos. But I've always admired the Bearcats, and even when Bobby Huggins was there, and Bearcats in general, not football so much, basketball for sure. So it's good to see the football team playing at the level that they are. One more game to go, man, and they're in, which will be exciting. That'll be exciting. I'm happy that they crashed that whole power conference bullshit, you know.
I don't know. The first team out of the Power Five to break the top five. Like, that's – I can't believe that never happened before.
Nope.
Like, that's
never happened. Never happened. That's – I think it's fantastic, and I see that committee. How can we get Michigan in here instead of Cincinnati? Like, figuring out
– you know they wanted to put Notre Dame in there, but they're like, oh, yeah, Cincinnati whooped their ass.
Yeah, I know. That's the greatest thing ever is that Notre Dame was playing at a high level, and they got their ass handed to them by the Bearcats. And there's no way the committee could justify putting in a one-loss Notre Dame team in ahead of the Bearcats because the fucking Bearcats beat them. It's so great, Break Van, right now. It's so great. Another sweeto was the Vikings beating the Packers. I could care less about the Vikings, but my brother-in-law is a Packers fan, and it's funny to call him up and ask how the Packers did when I know they lost. That's funny. Sweeto is the guilty verdict of murdering assholes who murdered Ahmaud Arbery. That's also a sweeto. I was going to talk about that too, yeah. Freak 5, but that's a great sweeto. All right, anything else, Breakman?
Yes, I celebrated Thanksgiving. Obviously, it was yesterday, but I also celebrated Thanksgiving on Wednesday, so I got two Thanksgiving dinners, and
That's funny.
I've got a lot of leftovers, and it's the greatest weekend ever.
Yeah, you need to make turkey tacos with that extra.
I'm probably gaining weight this weekend. I'm going to be a fatty now.
that's okay, man. Mrs. Freak's amazing cooking is another sweeto. I don't want to hear about it, Freak 5. I don't want to get hungry while we do the rest of the show here, so I don't want to hear it. All right, anything else, Break?
Now I'm just thinking about the leftovers. Damn it, I shouldn't have talked about leftovers.
I know, man. Damn. Eric, any sweetos this week?
All the Thanksgiving food I ate yesterday.
Yeah, all right.
And the leftovers that I still have, because they gave me so much that I decided to split my dinner up into like a lunch tomorrow for what's left.
Yeah. All right, cool, man. Freak 5 mentioned the Arbery verdict. I say Arbery verdict when in actuality it was those three assholes' verdict.
Yeah. Well, we don't. They don't deserve fame.
Right. Right. But I don't like how the media frames it as like Ahmaud Arbery was on trial and not those three pieces of shit. They should have like.
But this is America, so actually he was.
Well, right, which is weird. I mean, I just think that's
what they made it about. The defense made it like that he was the. That they're defending themselves.
Right. You know what the most disgusting thing in that trial was? One of the prosecutors, the lady, or the defense, I'm sorry, the lady defense, was mentioning Ahmaud Arbery at the end in her closing statements, and she did this old-ass trope about, like a black man's dirty toenails. It was a call to racism. She was hoping that one of the jurors was a racist, and could call upon that racist trope to get her client off. And I thought it was super disgusting, and I hope that she's disbarred. I hope somebody calls her on that, because that was awful. That is fucking awful. So, yeah.
There were some other things I heard, like that I've read about that what the defense said over the time of the trial, which was just like, what world do we live in? Like, this looks like a trial from like the 1800s, not in modern day trial.
Yeah,
like the defense is completely absurd.
Yeah, it was. It was an absurd defense, and I'm really happy that the jury was unanimous, and the sentencing is coming up, and I hope the sentencing is life in prison for every single one of them.
I do have a sweet note to add to that. The prosecutor who declined to charge them because she believed the testimony or whatever from the three asshole murder lynching people.
Yep.
Whatever their names are, because we're not going to name them. But she was arrested. She turned herself in. Like, she's in trouble for that.
She's in trouble for that. Well, that's good news. That's great news.
Yes.
So I'm happy. What was she arrested for, out of curiosity?
I forget. I'd have to look it up. I think she lied or something.
Okay. Well,
but
good.
She, like, basically covering for them.
And, why? Why cover for somebody like that? It's so weird. Another TV viewer is in our...
Because they were white and the victim was black.
Right.
It's another... not hard. This is...
Right.
It straight up was racism every inch of the way. This was not going to go to trial.
Right.
If the video hadn't leaked.
Right, right. Another TV viewer is in there. And I'm so happy that... I mean, I'm not happy in general of what happened, but I'm happy that there was a record of it. And what makes it even better, it was the... actual defendant's fucking video that put him in fucking behind bars. Shy Puff's in there. What's up, Shy Puff? And Sony
okay,
PlayStation.
She was charged for misconduct for her handling of the Arbery case. Former Brunswick Judicial Circuit District Attorney Jackie Johnson turned herself in. Jail records show she was released on her own reconnaissance for hitting bond. That's not what we care about.
I don't want the death penalty.
Last week on a felony charge of violating her oath of office and a misdemeanor count of obstructing police.
Yeah. Yeah. I do not want the death penalty at all. I want life in prison. I think the death penalty should just be gone. I think if you do something egregious enough, like murder or rape, life in prison, where you have to sit there and think about it in an environment where you're always looking over your shoulder is perfect. I think that's the way it should be. I think
we need to separate our prison systems the way they are. Like, violent offenders
yep.
need to be nowhere near, like, non-violent offenders.
Absolutely. 100, Breakman. Great, great point. That's a topic that you can put down on your list for us to talk about another day. By the way, what should we do for a tournament next month? Like, greatest holiday song?
Last year we did the greatest comedies Christmas songs, and none of us liked your list, so this year I'm going to do it.
Oh, okay. All right. I see how you are, but okay.
Okay. I thought you'd be happy that I'm...
I'm great. Well, look.
I was completely insulting about it, but I know... But
Right.
You'd be happy that I'm doing it right.
Right. Nobody liked your list, so I'm going to do it the right way, is what you said. So, okay, let's...
Yep, That was the asshole way of doing it.
Right. And, okay, good. I'm mostly against it. You either are for the death penalty or you are not, Freak Five. Like, it can't be anywhere in between. There's no, I'm okay with the death penalty here, and I'm not. Like, I don't buy it. There's no moral argument for the death penalty at all. If you're for the death penalty, then what does that make you? You know, like what? Just think about that for a second. I'm not here to change anybody's mind on it. I know that there are worthless people in the world, but there's a better punishment than death. That's an easy way out, and also it puts the death on the public shoulders. And I don't.
Also, there's like no room for reforming.
Right. But
like you said, that it is the easy way out. And he's saying putting a bullet in the head of a rapist. Like, I think that's the easy way out. If you really want to punish him, wouldn't we be talking about castration?
Right. Something of that. But not even that, because that you can still, you know, I mean.
Well, I mean, they'd be in prison. But I'm just saying, like, instead of killing them.
I just think
like,
prison.
If you really wanted to, I'm not saying this is what I'm suggesting. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying.
There's different
things.
If
he wanted to really punish them.
Right, right.
My point.
I'm not into punishment.
Suggesting that we do that because I'm not.
I'm more along the lines of what the people in Europe do, like certain countries in Europe, where they ostracize people. Now, you could argue the length of sentence being longer. Like, life in prison is fine with me because then it just removes that person from, you know, everybody's...
I don't think a pedophile should ever see if you rape a child, I don't think you should ever see daylight again, you know?
Right, right. Well, I agree. I mean, but I agree with you. I think, you know, you should have to think about that while you're in prison for the rest of your miserable, stupid life. You know, I don't think... I think that's good punishment. You know, I really do. Okay, let's move on to our free-for-all.
It's a free-for-all!
All right, this week we're talking about Black Friday in general, guys. And my stinko this week was, I call them the idiots in Black Friday. And what I observed was a general lack of respect and lack of manners when going out into a store, right? Think about this, okay? Any other time you go in stores, like I went to Target today, just imagine Target in general. How many times have you been in a Target and people have been extremely rude to you? I can't think of a time that I've ever been in a Target other than maybe an occasional line cutter or somebody that doesn't say excuse me. But I'm talking in general. Every time I go into – it's not like Walmart, right? You walk into Walmart and you can just expect World War III every time you go in there. You know, just people cutting people off, being rude. Whatever. Target's a different kind of feel. And most stores are like that, where you go in, there's plenty of space, there's nothing, you know, you just generally just walk around and you view things, whether they be clothes, groceries, you know, anything, right? And you don't usually have a problem. People are very respectful. You wait for them. Like if they're in the milk aisle and they're grabbing something and you grab your stuff after, no issues, right? But there's something about Black Friday that psychologically and emotionally just ruins people. It ruins humanity. So the general discussion today is about Black Friday in general and whether or not it's good or bad. I'm leaning towards bad. Now, I know that there's lots of good savings if you buy stuff, but you can also get most of those deals online, so there's that. But I'm talking going to the store like I had today. I had to today because there was nowhere where I could get Resident Evil Village. They sold out everywhere by that time except for Target. So I was like, oh, it's kind of close. So I went in there just expecting to go in because usually the morning rush is pretty bad. You know, people rush in and they're rude. And I thought, well, you know, now that the main rush is over, I could just go in there and be cool and no problems, right? Well, I went in there, and it was still fucking chaos, right? People rushing, walking right in front of people, not saying anything, being snippy with employees who are probably working double shifts and overworked for underpay and all this stuff, right? And I'm thinking to myself, there's got to be a better way in general of handling all this. Or is this just capitalism at its finest, and it's time to get away from capitalism, right? The free market and causing people all this panic and chaos.
Like, it's a so-called free market, but it's been corrupted and broken in ways that it was never meant to be.
Right. And right.
And the people in power have just decided, like, yeah, that's cool. We're just going to double down on that and triple down.
Right.
We're going to make sure that the wealth gap continues and that the poor and the minorities are always struggling.
Right. Let me just address something that Freak 5 says in there. He says, it feels kind of strange. You say death is an easy way out, so you want to torture people. You want people to be tortured by being in prison for life. No. I actually want prison reform, Freak 5. I want the punishment to be exile, right? And ostracism. And I don't necessarily want life in prison all the time. If you look at some of the laws in other countries, it's 20 to 25 years. So 20 to 25 years is a good chunk of someone's life. There's nothing to be gained by killing somebody. Most of the people that are wronged, i.e. their children are killed or raped by somebody that gets the death penalty, will tell you it's no solace. What does anybody gain by that? What do the people gain by killing another human being? You see what I'm saying? Like, it's not a revenge thing, because the family members don't want revenge. The government spends way more money.
You shouldn't say the family members don't want revenge, because some do.
Some do, but
maybe that's a good reason to keep them in prison.
That's super rare.
Yeah, that's true. A lot of that, I think, goes down to the culture we live in.
Right.
Culture and such.
It's super rare to find somebody that wants somebody to die.
I think it's getting less and less rare. Have you been, that's what's going on right now. The violence is escalating across the country.
Well, there's no question that violence is escalating. No question about that, Breakman. This has been going on for a long time. But if you think about it, back in Wild West days, it was much more violent than today. I mean, much more so. I agree. There's a definite uptick in violence. But think about it. When you back in the day, when in the cowboy days, you would walk into a saloon, and if somebody gave you a side eye, you'd be justified in taking your gun out and shoot them, right? And there might be a trial, but most likely you'd get off, or
you'd get lynched.
Lynched, right? Those are the two options, right? So violence begets violence is basically what I'm telling you.
Violence does beget violence.
You see what I'm saying? So. What is it actually?
That's what I was talking about a couple weeks ago when I was talking about the violence going on in the city. A lot of it isn't, and I hear across the country like gun violence or gang violence and stuff like that. A lot of it isn't gang violence; it's retaliation. Like somebody lost a brother and they want payback, and then violence begins violence.
Right,
as you said.
Right.
I kill two,
Yeah. Freak says humans are less violent now than ever in history. But there's an uptick in violence, Freak 5. That's
right. I'm talking, you're right about that. But I'm saying in America specifically, the anger and the hatred, just look at what's going on, as you said, in Black Friday in the stores and on airplanes, flight attendants are, I almost call them stewardesses. That's, I know. Have they ever, how long ago has it been since they were called stewardesses? but anyways, they've reported an unprecedented just disrespect and attacks of violence since the pandemic. Like apparently a lot of people have been cooped up and now that they're free, they've just gone nuts.
Well, people don't like being cooped up at all, Breakman. And I understand, at the beginning, we had to get control of this pandemic, which it's still not under control, right? You can only keep people cooped up so long before they start going stir crazy, Breakman. So the answer is not saying, stay in your house. I know Australia went on a lockdown as well. And especially, check this out. if you go on lockdown, especially if the government is not supporting you monetarily, what are you supposed to do, right? I mean, you have to go out and make a living, right? You have to make money. If the government is not going to help its people, then it's up to the person to help themselves, right? So if you're mandating that everybody, you know, has to stay indoors and not talk to their neighbors, not talk to their family members, and just, you know, isolate, right?
Like
that's
some
not...
countries actually did.
Right.
Just not America, the richest country in the world.
Right. So, I mean, it would have worked if everybody did it right at the beginning, is what I'm saying, Breakman. But the compensation had to be there. This little piddly $1,000 or whatever they were offering, $1,200, I can't remember what the number was now.
If it was like $1,200 a month, that would have been kind of acceptable. But not like $1,200 for what, like 6 months or something?
No. It's totally unacceptable. That was what, $200 on average a month? How many people?
How long was it before they gave the whole $600?
Like, oh, it was
shit payment.
I know, it was like long time, dude. It was like 6 months, like you said. I mean, it's crazy.
And then we get $1,400 from Biden. Well, we promised you $2,000. See, that $600. That's part of it.
Yeah.
No, you know, that's not what we said.
I think Canada did it right. They paid their people like $1,200 a month each month for like, I think it was like 6 months. And then they extended it or something. I can't remember. I'd have to go back and make sure. But there were several countries that decided to, you know, the only way that we're going to get control of this, I think New Zealand was one.
I think, like, Canada feels like their country just, like, they watch our country and just do the opposite of what we do.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I think they, like, learn from our mistakes. They're like,
ah. I would not say that, Bray, because they're still very backwards in many areas.
Well, yeah,
Have you seen what, like, how regressive it is? When it comes to, like, trans rights and stuff like that, they're basically equal to us.
Yeah, yeah, well... We're just talking about the pandemic.
I think it's
right
slightly
now.
Worse.
We're talking about the pandemic, Eric, and how the,
yeah,
how different countries handled.
Like,
no, I know. It's a great point.
Yeah,
but
we're talking about the pandemic, though. You're talking about. Right,
yeah,
okay,
we're talking like specifically about the pandemic and how different countries handle it. The United States did not handle the pandemic correctly at all, and they still continue to not do it. Okay. Right now in Denver, they just reinstated the mask mandates, right? Well, people are sick of that too, right? And I talked about my views on it as well. Like, I'm like, yeah, you can ask people to put on a mask, but it's not going to work. I mean, none of these local ordinances are laws, right? Anybody can walk into a store with or without a mask. You as a private business owner can ask somebody to leave, but is that the right tack to do? I mean, maybe, but my feeling is if you're protected from a vaccine, then you should be able to walk freely with or without mask, your choice, right? Because the people that have had the opportunity to get the vaccines had the opportunity and they chose not to. So if they get sick from that point on, who are they to blame but themselves? You see what I'm saying? And it's sad. It's sad. I've known people that died from this fucking awful, awful fucking virus, right? And it sucks, but that's, I mean, at some point, where does the responsibility lie? You know, the United States
it
is not...
It would be one thing if they weren't risking the lives of everybody else.
Right.
That's a whole different thing. They're not just putting themselves in danger, they're putting others in danger.
Right, right.
Which is why the government outlawed smoking. Even though it was absurd because smoking will kill you in like 50 years, you know, it'd kill you right away, as opposed to alcohol, which, you know, you can die of alcohol poisoning at any time, or a gun, which can kill you at any time.
Right, immediately.
But cigarettes
right.
are evil. They'll kill you in several decades.
Right, right.
Yeah, but yeah, I think they were thinking of the health of people who didn't want to experience secondhand smoke.
Right, and that's what I'm saying. That was the whole point that
or
I brought
have,
up.
Or have like extreme allergic reactions to smoke, because I know people that have.
Yeah.
Right, and that's my point of bringing it up, is that's why they outlaw smoking, not because of the harm you do to yourself, because of the harm you do to others.
Right, Right. No, you make a great point there, Brake, but I mean, it's this fine line of, you know, how much can a society take of rules and regulations that limit a person's ability to do what they do, plus on top of that, take away their money. I mean, the way that capitalism works, it's all centered around money, right? Right, Breakman? So if I don't have money, I can't live. I don't have a right to live, basically. And it brings up a lot of moral and ethical, you know, choices that everybody has to really think about and understand the implications of every action. You know, our government's not moral. You know, our government is awful. I somebody was asking me the other day, what do you, you know, because I kind of pissed him off with some of my comments about the vaccines and mask and stuff in general, and they were like, well,
yeah, you're pissing me off, Frank.
Right.
Oh, well, sorry, what was that? What happened?
Well, who do you, the question was, who do you think the number one country in the world is? I was like, it's definitely not the United States. It's definitely not the United States. Do I think
people shouldn't even be thinking in terms of that anyway? It's ridiculous.
It is ridiculous. It's a
who's what's the country that's handling it the best?
What country's what?
Handling it the best. I know it's not America, but who is doing the best?
Well, think about it. Like the Scandinavian countries handled things fairly well. I mean, other than Sweden, I think Sweden didn't handle things very well. New Zealand, I think, is at the top of that list. They have the advantage of being on an island, right? Australia handled things fairly well. Let's see. You know, you'd be surprised, but Mexico did better with fucking COVID than the United States. Even though their rates were pretty high. But just think about that in general.
But Frank, that goes against the narrative that the immigrants are spreading the virus across the country.
Right, right. That's what people want you to believe.
All them illegals, they all have it, remember?
Right. All the illegals, which, by the way, the amount of people leaving this country has exceeded the amount of people coming into the country for the first time in history these past few years. What does that tell you? What does that tell you? I mean,
it reminds me of that South Park episode. I bring up South Park, but when most of the Mexicans in America realized it was better in Mexico, so they ran to Mexico.
I saw that episode.
Didn't know what to do. They're fucking confused as shit.
Right. They were like, "What?" Yeah. I saw that episode.
Let us back in.
Right. So, and it's not to say that things are better in Mexico. Let's not get it twisted. Things are not better in Mexico, unless you're a business person working in Mexico City, or, you know, an entertainer, or, you know, things of that nature. Things, or a boxer. If you're a boxer in Mexico and you're any good, I mean, the sky's the limit. You know, I mean,
Lucha. Door.
Yeah, or wrestler, or an athlete, or stuff. That, I mean, make no mistake, it's life is better here for sure.
Which, but people don't understand, like, that's why people are trying to get across the border, because right. They are in like some terrible straits. Like, they're right. Not coming here to steal a job. They're coming here to not die.
And by the way, they're coming here to take a job. I say take a job that most people in this country wouldn't take. You know what I mean?
It's better than not having one.
Look at the labor shortage now, guys. Think about it. Like, at Bernie's work right now, they're short on labor. Nobody wants to work for the wages that are offered right now. People are sick of worrying.
I think that's why the Dunkin' closed around here. So they can't find anybody that wants to work there.
Right. I mean, offer more money and people will come.
I think maybe the lobby's still open, but the drive-thru isn't, because they don't have enough people to run that.
Yeah. I don't know. I look at things, and I think, this is sad to say, guys, but I think...
It might just be a weekend thing because of Thanksgiving, but they haven't been open all week.
Yeah. So who knows? I'm just thinking about things, guys, and honestly... I think we might be a failed experiment at this point. We might be a 400-year failed experiment, and it's sad to say. It really is. Like it's the potential was there, right? But too many people got too greedy, and it's come to the almost to the breaking point. Look at all the racial tension in this country. Look at the violence, like Breakman has mentioned. I mean, Breakman has been on point for months now, talking about the violence and the rise in crime, and you know the not only the rise in crime and violence, but the type of violence that's going on, right?
Yeah.
So, if you think about it, what the hell can the United States do to turn it around at this point? In my opinion, we're past the tipping point. I don't think there's a way we can turn it around. I honestly don't.
Well, the problem is the problem is at the top. It's the people with all the money. They have all the power.
Right.
What the fuck can we do?
Yeah, and you're talking about an oligarchy, which is exactly what the United States is. It would be one thing if the wealth was spread, right? When there was a point when the wealth was way, way better distributed than it is now.
Yeah, well, the rich used to get taxed at like a 90% level.
Yeah,
and right. And I'm sick of hearing all this. All the people bitch about taxing the rich. Like, we shouldn't tax the rich. Like, why? We did, and they were still fucking wealthy.
Right.
And, I was reading somewhere today, like, what was it? If you tax Elon Musk at 99% of his overall wealth, he'd still be a billionaire.
Right. Right. And then I hate this argument. I've gotten this several times. Well, billionaires aren't really billionaires. They just have stock. I'm like,
we talked about that a couple weeks ago.
Are you fucking kidding me? Are you fucking kidding me? Those people can sell that stock at any time and get monetary money for it. Cash in their fucking wallet. You know, in their bank. I mean, they're just, it's such a ludicrous thing to say that Jeff Bezos is not the richest person in the world. He is the richest person in the world.
Like, do you see how these people live? Like, I don't understand. I can see what these people are doing and how they're living, and say anything otherwise. You know,
a fleet of yachts.
Yeah, they're living like extravagantly, while the rest of us are struggling, essentially.
Right. Right. And they're able to do like, and it extends into the justice system. If you have money, most likely you're going to get out of crimes, right? Yep. Statistically. I mean, it just, I mean, you go on and on and on, all these different things that money, kind of seeps into and ruins, right?
Yeah.
So I think, and I was talking about like on a live earlier, I was on a live stream. And I was talking about just think about the amount of stuff that each person has, right? I don't have a lot of money, but I'm looking at around at my room, and I just have a lot of stuff that I don't use. What is the point? What really is the point of all the stuff that people have, right? I'm going to go in my kitchen and get a juicer because it's a juicer and it's expensive, right? Whereas I could get just this like little cheap lemon thing and manually do it, right? Which takes me almost as much time as to juice a lemon as it does in this fucking juicer or an orange or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Coffee machines weren't a thing back in the day. You know? I mean, all this stuff, like we just have all this fucking stuff that supposedly makes
I'd say less of that stuff that's you know doing something as opposed to all the knickknacks and toys and
right.
shit that we have
right.
now. Like that ends up all in a landfill eventually.
Right. Right. Well, you're right.
I understand.
And those don't exist for any purpose other than just for what? For
right.
our amusement or something. They don't actually generate anything.
I don't understand the obsession with collecting action figures or statues, like the plastic pieces of crap that you find on the internet. So yeah, it's a really well done artwork, and I guess from that standpoint, it has some value. But beyond that, it's just taking up space.
I'm guilty
and using up resources that could be used for something more important, or maybe it's hurting the environment in its
right.
development.
I mean, I'm
that's
guilty
all because somebody needs to make money.
I'm guilty of it, guys. I'm looking at my shelves
We're
now.
Guilty of it.
All your Funkos.
Yeah, I'm guilty of it. I like my collection, right? Don't get me wrong. I have a huge collection of horror
Funkos.
Sell
your Funkos to big people for ridiculous amounts of money.
Right. When you're gone, what's going to happen with them?
That's right. I mean, give them to my son. What's my son going to do with them? He's going to sell them, or he's going to, you know, have them in his collection, and he's going to fucking... I mean, you're right. Like, what value are they other than my own pleasure, right? So that's why... I mean, I've been thinking about this a lot, guys. Like, that's why, like, I'm trying to get away from physical copies, even though today I bought a physical copy of Resident Evil and a bunch, you know. I mean, there's just no need for the amount of stuff. Like, I'm going to clean out my closet, and I guarantee I'm going to find, like, all kinds of shirts that I haven't worn in fucking years.
Yes, I was about to say fashion.
Yeah. And
there's
always
has to be like new fashion and new looks and new clothes. Well, what happens to the old fashion? They don't recycle it.
Right. It gets put in
a
landfill.
A lot of times it gets shipped to like poor countries, or it ends up in a landfill.
Right. Landfills. Right. I don't know, guys. There's a lot to be desired in this country. And I think living in excess, like I know we talked about this, but I think the limit on the amount of money one person makes in their life should be capped at like... I don't know, like 900 million. I mean, honestly, what can you do with I mean, what couldn't you do with $900 million? All your kids are set, your grandkids are set, and at that point you're dead anyway, so what difference does it make? You know?
Well, we gotta stop like having like your kids and your grandkids and all that set from your wealth.
Right.
You know?
Right.
Like, that's created a generation of entitled people, right. Generations and generations of entitled people, and it's only gotten worse. Like, now football, if you own, like, an NFL team, for instance, your grandkids' grandkids don't have to work.
Right.
Because they'll be swimming in wealth still.
Right. And all you got to do is just learn the ins and outs of business meetings, basically. And don't tell me that it's hard to run a fucking franchise. I mean, look at how terrible some of these franchises are run, like the Washington Redskins, right? Snyder makes millions upon millions every fucking year off of the Washington team and does nothing to improve his team. And nobody gives a shit, right? Nobody gives a shit.
Teams like Detroit.
Right.
You know?
Loyal fans that'll be there.
They're 0-11-1, I think, right now. And it's like that for them all the time. They play Thanksgiving every year, and every year we watch them get beaten down by somebody.
Right.
And you know their fans are suffering, but the ownership's apparently fine with just that.
Right.
Yes.
The Ford family, I think, still owns that team, so
they're
A-OK.
They still make money off of television and everything else.
Right.
So.
It's shared wealth, and that's another problem with like sports in general. Is like the distribution of wealth. Like that's why like all these teams like the Lakers every fucking year, just because it's a big market, they're always in the hunt for a championship. New York Yankees, another example in baseball. You know, New York Rangers in hockey. You know, I mean, it's sickening. It's sick. It's fucking sick, guys. I don't know what the solution is other than to blow it all up and start again. And I don't mean that literally, because I know somebody's going to, you know, say, well, this guy's, you know, an anarchist and, you know, he just wants every, you know, total chaos. No, I don't. I just want something different for a change. I don't want people.
Actual justice is what we want.
I want justice. I don't want people sleeping out on the fucking streets. I don't care if they're fucking meth heads.
The sooner people realize money is fake, I think the better off we'll be.
Yeah. This is why Star Trek.
Money is so meaningless that, for instance, in any apocalyptic video game, for instance, it's the future currency is just something else, like Fallout. It's like bottle caps or something.
Yeah.
Because eventually the dollar is not going to mean anything. It's going to be replaced by something else.
Well, like I said,
maybe eventually they'll get away from money in the future. But these, right now, it's just going to be it's just a piece of paper that we use to spend. But eventually, it's going to be
nothing
more landfill.
Yep, it's going to be nothing. It's interesting. I remember I mentioned that study about how society is going to collapse in the year 2040 or thereabouts. It was an MIT study that was reaffirmed by Harvard, I think like last year or the year before. But it's interesting to think about that. And what I think they mean by society is the United States. I think the United States time as the quote-unquote top country is coming to an end because of people's greed. And it's sad. It's really, really sad because this country had a lot going for it and people were prosperous in this country for a long time. The middle class was booming. Like you mentioned, Breakman, that the richest people in this country were taxed the most.
Yeah.
They were taxed.
People used to have in the American dream of like the 50s and the 60s was the, you know, the wife stays at home and is the homemaker because the husband, you know, he can go work on an assembly line and make enough money to raise a family and own a home. Well, yeah. Now, like, the kids work and the mother and father have to hold two damn jobs, you know?
Right. It's becoming.
Like, that's not an American dream where you're working 100 hours a week so you can put food on the table and rent an apartment.
Bernie right now, all right, she just got done doing an 11-day stretch, right? Which is tough. I've been there. It's fucking hard, right?
Yeah.
She was supposed to have 2 days off. She got 1 day off, and that was for Thanksgiving. If it wasn't for Thanksgiving, Bernie would have worked one straight month with no time off.
See, and she might have to, her since there's no union, her and her staff might have to do a walkout, you know.
Mm.
Like, it's happening more and more. Like, companies aren't paying money. They're not paying enough the employees enough to put up with the shit they're putting up with. They never have, but it's just gotten worse.
Right, right. It's... You know, I mean, she did talk to her boss today, and her boss is looking to get her help and stuff like that. But there is a breaking point for people in general, you know? I mean, I saw a TikTok video where this Wendy's guy, like, was promoted to – he was a shift leader, right, which is basically like a low-level supervisor. And the general manager and the assistant general manager quit. So the only option that they had was to promote this guy to assistant general manager, right? And instead of treating him good, he was working 80-hour weeks, right? Which are...
Oh, let me guess, they put him on a salary.
No.
They're still paying him hourly. That's
they were paying him hourly as an assistant general manager, right? But he was working 80 hours a week. So when did he have time to spend that money, Breakman? So the story kept going. You know, he was like, you know, I was doing everything a general manager. I was holding that store together, basically, is what he was saying, right? And you know what the company did? You know what Wendy's did? They hired a person from the outside to be the actual general manager and come in. And he said within 2 weeks, that general manager ruined everything, right? Which, why wouldn't that general manager ruin everything? Right,
they always want to make their own mark on the,
right.
the company.
Like right,
it's all about getting ahead.
Yeah,
just it is.
And you're exiled, Breakman. By the way,
what? What are you talking about? I didn't say anything.
No, you're in text. I'm reading.
Oh,
your,
oh, oh! Yeah. You read
that. Yeah, I did read that. So yeah, it boils down to how much longer do we have in our cush country of ours? How much longer?
I don't know. There's an infinite – I mean, people seem to think there's an infinite supply of everything.
Right.
For instance, like they seem to think that the Earth is just going to keep supplying us with oil.
Right. When that runs out, what are we going to do?
I don't know.
I mean, there are electric cars now. That's a very viable option. You would think that the government would
and
get on that.
And we can destroy the environment with all the electricity we're consuming.
The what that we're consuming?
The electricity that runs those cars.
Well, I mean, it's a lot better than the oil that we're putting in the fucking air.
But it's still just doing it.
Right, but there's an option that people aren't thinking about. What about solar? That doesn't cost us anything, does it, Eric?
Mm.
I mean, other than the material...
I mean, the sun's gonna die out one day, but it will be all dead before then.
Oh, that's a billion years from now, Eric. What are we thinking of in terms of billions? Like, this Earth is not...
You don't have to worry about it. By then, Bezos have already moved us over to Mars. It'd be good.
Mars. Yeah.
You worry about living on the inhospitable planet that is Mars.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, instead of trying to fix this planet, let's go. We've got to go to this planet. We got to go to Mars. So instead of fixing this planet, you're going to go turn a ship planet into a planet that's livable?
Well,
where we have
there
a livable planet.
There are efforts being made into researching how to make Mars more hospitable, but I don't think it'll ever be truly hospitable.
Well,
not compared to what we have now.
Maybe it will be, but
not in our lifetime.
Well,
you could put oxygen on the planet, but getting rid of the radiation is going to be difficult because it's so close to the sun.
Right, right. Well, look, we have this planet, so why not work on it?
You know? That's my point.
I mean,
instead of letting this planet turn to shit and going to a shit planet and turning it into gold, how about we take what we have and fix it?
Right. How about just making everything solar within the next 10, 15 years? It can be done, right? Our power grid's got to get an upgrade.
Should be done with the money that exists in this world, but won't be because, you know, we want to go to Mars.
Mars.
Okay, you can go to Mars. And you can mine it. And you can do the work yourself.
Basically, I get the idea that these rich people want to go to Mars because they want to colonize it and they want to rule.
Right. What is this fucking Total Recall, Breakman? Jesus.
Pretty much. But, I mean, seriously, get I ready. Think like. Bezos and Musk, they want to be their ruler, you know? They don't... I mean, look at how much Musk complains about being taxed.
The outer worlds. It's going to become that. But that's not capitalism at that point. It's feudalism.
Yeah. Well, they don't care about that. They just want to rule. It's mm-hmm. power and money.
Yeah, exactly.
It's my planets, my rules. I got here first. I've colonized Mars. Mars is now Muskle.
Muscle or Bezosville. Welcome to Bezosville.
This is Bezosville. It's the capital city of Bezosville.
Yep. And look,
this over here is the Bezos fridge.
I just discovered land to the east. We're going to call it New Bezosville. You know?
Yeah. And then exactly. The next town will be called Bezosville number 2.
Right. And so on and so forth until we start naming our kids Bezo the first, Bezo the second, Bezo the third. I like it. What do you think, Break?
Yeah, I think you're right.
Yeah, everybody should be named Bezo. Hi, Bezo. Welcome to Bezo,
I mean,
Grinders.
It'd be better than if Musk got to name everybody, because then their names would be like 12 divided by 48, 92, and shit like that. Exclamation point, pound sign. Like, what?
Welcome to Musk Grinders. I'm your host, Musk, alongside my host, Musk and Musk. Musk,
and
how are you doing
son,
today?
2.842.96 pound percent. Why did he name his kid something like completely unpronounceable or something?
Yes. So stupid. So dumb.
Yeah.
All right. That's going to do it for this edition. I know we didn't solve anything, but it's worth discussing, you know. So, Breakman, plug away.
You can follow me at Break_man. You can... Oh, wait. Shit, no, you can't. You can follow me at RP Grinders, or you can follow me to the kitchen while I go eat some leftovers.
Eric, on that note, plugs, please.
I didn't get to write anything this week, but definitely tomorrow. It's just, I don't know. I've been feeling off all week, pretty much. Anyways, you can find stuff I've written on BostonBestBrigade.com or the audio reviews on the feed. And if you like either of those, you want to support me, you can go to my Patreon and send me as a little dollar. That would help out. You don't have to. It's free. But if you can and you want to, it's available to you.
Yeah.
I get the feeling that maybe I'm not getting enough people because I'm not saying all that. I don't want to pressure people to give me money because I know how hard it is for everybody else.
Right, right. Well, let me just put it this way for you, Eric. If you enjoy what Eric does and you want to, you know, throw him a little extra money, it's always helpful. It's never expected. But he does do a lot of good quality work, and he does reviews on Boston Bastard Brigade. He does reviews for RP Grinders Feed, and he's worth giving a buck or two a month to. So I'm just saying that. Anything else, Eric?
The link to my Patreon is in my Twitter profile, which is at EricRPG. Or you just look me up on Patreon directly.
Yeah. Eric Kelly, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, guys. You can follow me on all the systems, RP Grinders, PlayStation, Switch, Xbox, all that stuff. You can follow me on Twitter at Frank Branches, although I haven't really posted that much lately. I do check from time to time. You can check out my other channel, Mexican Longhair, where I had a crazy interaction with a library employee that you guys are going to want to check out. It's insane. I didn't get a chance.
Watch it later.
Make sure you watch it, Break, because maybe we'll talk about it next week. Something to look forward to starting next week, I believe, Break, man. We're going to have our tournament. What's the tournament going to be again?
The funniest Christmas song.
The funniest Christmas song of all time. So he didn't like how I did it last year. So nope. Breakman is...
You left out too many good songs. You failed, Frank.
Right. I do that quite often, Breakman. It's not an insult, man. It's a term of endearment, I take it.
Best Christmas food.
Yeah, well, we could do that next year, man.
I have spoken. It's my rule now.
But look forward to that. That'll be fantastic. And is it going to be a 64 song tournament? Or?
Yeah, we can definitely do 64.
Okay, because if not, we could do a 32 and we could have a discussion.
There's a lot of songs.
Yeah.
Oh, there's a lot of songs.
That's okay. I mean, I think Breakman's up for the challenge. So I just put the link in there. Again, Freak 5, if you didn't see it, which obviously you did. But for those who are not in the know, just look up Mexican Longhair, and the title of it, of my video is Library Employee Snaps, and that'll give you a preview of what happened there. It's crazy. And there was a live that I did right after, and it just got even crazier. So watch the static video, and then watch the live after, and holy shit. There's about a good 4 or 5 minutes of this guy throwing the tirade. So,
wow,
yeah, it's crazy. Break. I'll put it. Actually, you can grab the link there if you want. Break.
Yeah, I got it. I'll watch it later.
But anyways, anything else, gentlemen?
Have a good weekend. If you haven't celebrated your Thanksgiving yet, because you're doing it on the weekend, drive safely.
Yeah. One more thing.
Stay home and away from the crazies.
Right.
Yeah.
One more thing. Mental health is super important this year. Reach out to somebody if they're struggling. And if you're having trouble, you know, make sure you reach out to somebody that you know, love, and trust. It's very important. Depression and anxiety are a huge thing during the holidays. And I hate to see anybody suffering with mental health during the holidays. So, reach out to us on Twitter. I'm Frank Branches, you know, and even though I'm not a therapist, I will take the time to, read comments from time to time, and sometimes just having a ear, helps out. So, Freak 5, what he doesn't tell us is that he was watching granny porn on the library. How dare you? barely legal. How dare you? And how dare you, Breakman? You're all exiled.
What did I do? I don't know what you're saying.
Yeah, right. All right.
I don't speak English. It wasn't me.
Take care, everybody. Stay safe this weekend. We want to see you back here next week. Until then, we are out. Later, everybody.
Shit, I'm bad.
Damn it, I thought we were gonna get through this without that.